League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What is this idiot doing?
KFMC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
Please stop talking.
ESPN, 97.5.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN, 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Thursday on The Usual Suspects. Everybody present and accounted for, and we are ready to have some fun for the next 3 hours. So hopefully you guys are too.
It's funny you say fun.
Why?
I was thinking about something this morning. Why'd you oh god me? We're not even, Joel, we've been here for 7 seconds.
It's always scary when you decide to think.
Here's what pisses me off is, you know what I was gonna say? I need to be more positive. Kiss my ass now. I can't be positive because you've ruined it.
This is a fantastic start to the show.
I wanted to come on the show and be like, you know what? I've really been thinking lately about how I get bogged down in negativity in all aspects of my life. Not just on radio with dumb callers or dumb listeners or mean people that say mean things or whatever, but in comedy too, or in other things that I get bogged down in the negativity. I'm a pretty positive dude. I mean, you guys know that for the most part, I'm a pretty positive.
I'm a very positive.
Nick,
you're a funny guy. I don't know about a funny guy.
You like to have
all that
fun.
Other stuff.
You do have your moments, but you're for I'm, the most part now, a positive
dude. I can be emo. I can be emotional.
As we all can, right?
I'm a Gemini, so I'm a little bipolar.
Okay.
At times, so some days I'm in a good mood, some days I'm not.
Fair enough.
It's weird. I'm, you know.
Let's be honest. Most days that end in Y, you're not.
Not when you talk like that, I'm not.
But, I'm going to try and roll with it now.
So, I mean, you know, we're all guilty of, you know, and I get into my feelings sometimes, but I admit all that. I own all that. I don't run from it and try to pretend like, but I was like, I really just need to, I've been listening to these podcasts with all these people that are doing these wonderful things, and I'm like, man, they're just, I know that bad things happen to them and bad things happen to people, but it's like, I just need to be more positive.
I agree with that.
And then your ass, before I even say it, you're Mr. Anti-positive.
No, I was not anti at all. It just scares me when you go, you know.
I was thinking this morning.
This morning I was thinking. I was like, oh God, whenever he starts thinking, it can go a million different ways.
I should slap Nick in the face. No.
I need y'all to like hold me to it though.
Okay.
Like I don't want to get like. I was thinking about this when I was running this morning. By the way, beautiful day to go running. Oh, my goodness.
You talk about Chamber of Commerce weather the last 2 days.
It was outstanding.
Man.
But I was running, and I was thinking, rather than reading all the negative text, which I do.
Yes, you do.
I read mine. I read yours. I read Nick's. We read it all. And
we do.
We address it, and we don't run from it or ignore it or whatever. But I was like, I'm not doing that anymore. That's just a waste. It's a time suck. It's a waste of time to spend any amount of time on negative energy.
Plus, you give dumb people
run. I was really thinking about that while I was running today. Plus, you what?
You give dumb people run, and they don't need that.
I'm going to get my popcorn and tea.
No, we always say that 90-some percent of the text messages that we receive are suspects with valuable information. A lot of times we ask a question, they have the answers. It's all fantastic. It's that other random single-digit percentage, and if we give them run on it, they're going to do it again because they want the attention. We see it. There are numbers that we've deleted that continue to text daily multiple times with no clue that they are going right in the trash bin and no one sees them.
Where are you on Coleman Milk?
Yeah, I heard you guys on the way home.
That was actually a fun show, like, man.
Like, it was funny to listen to, but like, the third day in a row of it.
AJ is not letting
up. It's like consuming.
Y'all must not know AJ like I know AJ.
Well, probably not.
You ever, you know, you have a pit bull. Mm-hmm. Once they get a hold of you, it's game over. Like, they're not letting go. This is why you can spray water on them. This is why people die because of pit bulls. Once they get attached to your neck,
game over.
Damn near. It's like an alligator. You know, they can't. You can't open the jaw. It's not. It's easy to keep their mouth closed. But once they bite down, you're not getting it open. It's just impossible. And that's AJ. Once he latches on to something, especially a competitor or someone that he's competing against, that's game over. And I've watched it. I mean, we came up and we owned a business together. I've seen him. We used to, you know, practice mixed martial arts and stuff together. Like, I've seen this dude. He's relentless. Yeah. I wouldn't want AJ mad at me like that. It's never going to stop. So to see the third day, I was like, oh my God.
And I just love the fact that on our show, Barry's like, yeah, we're not going there. We don't need to get into all that.
But that's what I said.
Because
no.
He kicked it into gear on the blitz. You were like, well, let's just go.
I was trying to stay above the fray. I was trying to avoid, you know, talking about the new guys and being negative or any of that. We talked about that. I was like, let's not. I don't want to do that. They've done nothing to me. I'm not going to. But then I got sucked into it.
Well, you sure did.
Because I even mentioned it at one point during the show. You see, I was like, I was really trying not to go at these guys. I mean, I have my own opinions and whatever, but I was just.
You had Alvin Kamala. You had.
What is it?
Rick Camel.
Oh, whatever.
That was funny.
Kamala.
Yeah, and you're Kamala.
Know.
I thought, is a running back of the Saints, or are we talking about a guy on another station?
The Ugandan Giant. I don't know. But AJ, man, he just sucked me into it. I was like an hour and a half, and I couldn't get out of it. So I'm deep into it now. I might as well just
talk crap.
Now, yeah. I might as well own it.
Yeah,
it
was, you're in that circle now, bud.
Yeah. Well. Coleman Milk, Borden's Milk. If you missed it, you just go podcast.
Whoever found that little tidbit.
Oh, I need to tell y'all off air who it was.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
A former radio person in Houston is the one that sent the Coleman Milk commercial to AJ.
I'm going to guess in the break.
You're going to guess in the break?
And tell me if I'm right.
Okay. And I said Rich Lord, and people were like, what? I was like, it's not Rich Lord.
I wouldn't have guessed
that. It wasn't Rich Lord. But you know what? It was a lot of fun, and I certainly wouldn't mind just doing shows where we did nothing but roast people because I had a good time. Y'all know I love the roast people.
I was just going to say.
And half of it was just me getting out of AJ's way, which is
true.
Sometimes you just have to let, you know, you let a dog run. And you got to know.
That's why,
like,
I was so mad at you yesterday about your previous lack of energy and response.
When Clayton and I got into it?
Yeah, I was like, high road my ass. You have a certain skill set. Put it to work.
but again, I told you part of that was you gotta pick your shots. You gotta. It's about the moment, and that just wasn't for me. That wasn't the right time nor place for it.
Plus, there are people that want that.
Yes,
it's like some people
again. People thrive on the negativity.
Yeah, some people thrive on it. Other people are thirstier than a guy that's been on the desert for 32 straight hours and has never had a drop to drink.
Yeah.
They are thirsty as hell. And so you just have to pick your battles and your spots, and I get it.
And I did. Yeah, that was why. So I'm not, I don't regret not going after him. I mean,
I was driving home and I was like, oh my God, I thought this would be like a segment. Nope, it's the full first hour.
The best part was the fact that I have the details. We'll get to it. Sure. The best part was the going in and out of commercial with the commercial.
Yeah.
And I told him, I was like, you're not going to keep doing that, are you? He's like, yeah. You know how AJ is. He just gets that matter of fact. He's just like, yeah. Like, why wouldn't I? It was cracking me up. It was all I could do to just not sit there and laugh the entire time. I was trying to participate, but again, you know, sometimes you just got to get out of the way. You just got to, if somebody gets on a tangent, you get out of the way and you let them do their thing. So I was like, this is
when he rolls into that Billy Ray accent and yells,
he does a really good Baytown badass, though. He really does.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing was, yesterday, the three of us, AJ, Barry, and myself, were shooting videos for Sports Map, yeah, the round tables. And it caught me completely off guard. I'm moderating, so I'm getting ready to throw it to the end of the video. And as I'm throwing the final sentence, all right, there you go, news from the Texans. Keep it tuned here to Sport. And right before I could say sportsmap.com, AJ just goes, turn up! And I'm like, my God, where did that come from?
Just completely out of nowhere. We got to get to this breaking news real fast. It came down right before we went on air. But Tyler White has been acquired by the Dodgers, according to Jake Kaplan and The Athletic. He was out of options. He was designated for assignment. The Dodgers are sending a righty named Andre Scrub to the Astros in the trade. I did see a tweeter out there that's like, it's pretty ironic that White got traded for a scrub.
Yeah. And the other one well I saw done. Was, well, at least Tyler wasn't traded for a bag of burgers.
That's true. But Scrub, where was the stats on him? Dodgers' eighth round pick in 2016, pitched to a 2.45 ERA. I like his strikeout per nine, 10.6 strikeouts per nine innings, 4.3 walks per nine innings. I don't like that. 0.57 home runs per nine and a 53.4% ground ball rate. I like that. Hasn't pitched at Triple A yet, but he's got a 2.34 ERA. And again, the ten plus punch outs per nine, I really like.
If you're an Astros fan,
it sounds like they got a guy that fits the mold of what they look for in a pitcher.
If you're an Astros fan, based on track results, track record of the last trade you made with the Dodgers, you hold out hope that could turn out. If it turns out even half as good, you're in good shape. Because that Yordan Alvarez trade with the Dodgers looks pretty good in your favor.
When I heard about it, because I don't know. I think it was right after somebody tweeted it to us. But when I heard about it, I was like, man, I wonder if this is just the Dodgers being like, man, we got to get on the right side of this. We look like fools right now with that Josh Fields for Yordan Alvarez trade. Which, by the way, we need to do this on the other side. There was an article that came out that I think Chandler Rome wrote, and I want to give him credit for it. I'm going to find it. Okay. But he talked about the route that Yordan Alvarez took to becoming an Astro and how that all occurred. Pretty fascinating. So I'll find the article so I can credit him. It was either him or Jake Kaplan. Both those guys do a lot of good writing about the Astros, but I'm 90% sure it was Chandler Rome. Very fascinating how Yordan Alvarez finally ended up an Astro. And I say finally for a reason.
Okay, cool. So we got that and a whole lot more coming up. If you want to join the show, HR&P Listener Line, 713-780-3776. You can text that number. You can call that number. You can also hit us on Twitter, where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at The Producer Nick. Before we head to the break, too, I want to tell you about a roofing company that can be there for you in the Houston area to take care of all your needs. Maybe you need to fix a leaky roof or you want to put a whole new roof on your house. Regardless of what the case may be, the people at Fitz Roofing are here to help. It's FITZ roofing.com if you want to check them out online. But the bottom line is, if you want a free, no obligation inspection of your roof, all you got to do is call 832-521-3001. 832-521-3001. They'll come out, do a free, no obligation inspection, and they'll go back about their merry way. If you want them to come back, you reach back out. They come in and they do fantastic work. They are locally owned and operated, so they're not going to be like deposit thieves and sketchy roofers that are just storm chasers trying to get your cash up front, and then they do terrible work and they leave town. These guys are here for the people of Houston, and they use the best product on the market, CertainTeed Shingles. So much so that they are a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the U.S. have the criteria to get that status. They got it. You need it. You go to Fitz. Their base warranties longer than your average roofer. And the most important thing, they got an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. They are the only place you need to go if it's anything to do with your roof. So check them out, FitzRoofing.com or 832-521-3000. 2001, Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, second segment of the show. We're just getting it going on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Future's so bright, we always got shine. We're just here enjoying another day in the big city, having some fun, the three of us and all of our loyal suspects. We always appreciate you guys taking us along for the ride and being there for us wherever we are, whatever we're doing. So
yeah, absolutely.
With that being said, you know, we had some baseball. We got more baseball breaking news, actually, we're going to have to get to as well.
Well, we can just get it out of the way. Yeah. I mean, it's not a – but Tony Kemp will also be designated for assignment, according to Jake Kaplan, and to make room for Correa probably tomorrow.
Which you and I were talking about in the break says a lot. And a lot of different ways to look at this, but another guy that was out of options. But obviously, the first thing that comes to my mind is great clubhouse guy, loved by all.
Yep.
You know, you're wondering how the guy – that's going to sit with the guys – and then is that saying to you, one, it looks like Straw has established himself as a position to have a position on this roster. Because with Jake Marisnyk, it's not just about a pinch runner anymore. It's about a guy that has proven that with his ability to do the things that Tony Kemp can do, play the infield, play the outfield, run. And because Tony Kemp wasn't hitting like he did a year ago, just like Tyler White. But it also says that it might be part of a bigger picture move. Whether I said maybe they're trying to clear roster space, and you had a good point. Maybe if he clears waivers, that he's part of a trade.
Yeah, that's the thing is you know you got to send somebody down or you know designate somebody for assignment to make room for Correa. That's a given. Yeah. And then you have to make the decision between Straw and Kemp. And Kemp has value. And you know, Straw is a younger version of a Jake Marisnyk, right. But he hasn't proven. Plus, the upside I think between the two is you look at a Miles Straw and you think, man, if we ever lost Springer or Jake or whatever, that's the guy that could take both of those or fill that role or fill that need. And not that Kemp couldn't, but I think you've seen that Kemp, he'll have his flashes and his moments, but overall, he's consistently been average. And so you kind of know what Tony Kemp is by this point. So, but it's not to say he doesn't have value, especially to a team maybe looking for a left-handed bat or a utility guy or whatever it is. So, yeah, it's possible that he gets through, and just like they just did with Tyler White, he's part of a trade to maybe get an arm. Like, here's some prospects. Here's a major league-ready guy. Then send us your best pitcher type of thing. So I could see that. And at the end of the day, you had to make that decision, and I think right now the Astros feel like they have enough to where they can keep a young guy like Straw up and let him learn the big leagues. But he has had some value, too, at playing shortstop.
I think someone's probably going to claim him. I really do. And I think the other thing that this says is that because of, like you were talking about, with the depth that they have, it might be setting the table for a bigger move, which is the trade that we all have been hopeful will be coming with starting pitchers and otherwise, whether it's separate moves or as part of a bigger deal. It might say, hey, we're clearing some space, too, because we might be bringing in a few guys, including maybe an extra bat/outfielder type player.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, we'll find out.
But
lots of moves being made.
Well, and again, with the time running out before the deadline, it's only going to get crazier. Because,
6 more days. Yeah. This is the next 6 days are going to be a whirlwind if you're a baseball fan. It's going to be a lot of fun.
No doubt.
And similar to how the NBA was.
And we said how many teams were involved. How many teams were within shouting distance of at least the wild card. And a team like the Giants, who looked to be ultimately sellers upon sellers throughout the entire process, now because they got red hot, looks like the fact that Mad Bum might not be traded. Or a team like the Rangers, who came into the Astros series looking like they were in it within five or six games, thought that they had a shot, and that Mike Minor was going to be, you know, staying with them. And then after getting swept here in Houston and not playing well since, it looks like Mike Minor might be the first pitcher to go as teams are kicking the tires trying to find a starting pitcher, and they look like they're going to be sellers.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. But already two big moves by the Astros because of the fact that they were such threads within the entire workings of the Astros roster. But Tyler White and it looks like Tony Kemp both will no longer be a part of this organization or this roster.
Yeah, and it's a good problem to have. I mean, with White, it was a guy who last year down the stretch, we've talked about it numerous times, how well he played, but never really quite met the potential that he had or the what the expectations that the organization and the fans had of him. Similar to other guys, A.J. Reed, and you know, I'm not going to put him on John Singleton because at least he was somewhat productive when he got up here. And Kemp, I think, is the same way.
Was he, though?
What?
John Singleton.
No, I said White was somewhat White productive when he was up here. Yeah, not Singleton was never productive.
Singleton was productive in other ways on a personal level in terms of getting into other things, but he definitely never panned out, and they gave him a $10 million deal.
Yeah, and you've got other guys waiting in the wings that, you know, guys like Derek Fisher and Kyle Tucker, and now that Miles Straw is up, you know what? So you've got to, like, man, what do we do here? We know what White and Kemp are by now. We still don't know for sure 100%. Because when you look at Tony Kemp, he would come up and he wouldn't do good. He'd get sent back down. Then he came up, and at one point it clicked, and he became valuable, and he became
very parallel.
At least he had
that.
Made contributions, right?
Yeah. He and White are very parallel.
But now you got other guys that are that need to go through that, like Derek Fisher, like Kyle Tucker, and I mean Miles Straw has proven that he could stick around just by his speed alone, but, and getting on base. So it's unfortunate, but it's a good problem to have. It's this gluttony of talent that this team has amassed, and if you can turn some of this into an arm, even better.
And even one other side note, too, out of the minor leagues, I had mentioned to you that when they had the futures game around the All-Star game, that J.B. Bukauskas was a guy that was basically almost embarrassed to be there because he had been struggling so mightily and said, look, I don't worry if I play in this game or not. I got to get right. I got to get my stuff together. Well, he's done that. He's only given up one earned run in his last 17 innings. His ERA is below 2, and he is pitching really well. So there's a guy that can be back on your radar in terms of guys that the Astros could be fast-tracking on a starting pitcher basis, too. So something to consider there as we continue to roll on. Half hour done in the show, but that means 2.5 to go. We continue to roll on. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio. And, well, I wanted to see what you guys were up to last night. I didn't take a sleeping pill because, you know, I don't do that.
Right.
But I almost did a Charlie there. But I got on the treadmill last night. I was telling Nick. And if you haven't seen this hour-long ESPN documentary on Chris Herron was like a McDonald's All-American high school player from the East Coast. Chris Herron was like Jerry Tarkanian's first big recruit at Fresno State when he left UNLV.
Uh-huh.
And Chris Herron was basically an addict. And so he went through, like, he was talking about at 14, drinking beers and sneaking them out of his dad's fridge, and his dad was an alcoholic. And then his mom wanted a hug one day, and he couldn't give his mom a hug. He had to run away because if she smelled that on him like she smelled it on his dad, that had been an issue. So he had kind of hit rock bottom. He came all the way back to play for the Celtics. He was playing really well. And I remember watching the documentary on him where he would go after practice in Boston, drive all the way to New Jersey to get his contact to give him the drugs.
Damn.
And he was still playing and playing at a decent level. And then he finally bottomed out. And now he goes and talks to schools. And it's an hour of just going and talking to different high schools and getting these kids to come to grips with the fact that if you've got an issue now, it can be, and I was just so riveted that I got on the, I was like, I hate running on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
And I got, Lisa, first of all, was just like, would you just get your, and stop making, and I go, you're right. So I put this show on.
I think it's so funny that she pushes
you so much to exercise. She's a runner, and she knows. I could play hoops for 3 hours. I could lift weights all day. But when it comes to running, I just dread it. I know it's good for me, and I really get good results out of it. I just hate getting going.
Yeah.
And she's run marathons and everything else. She runs. The other thing,
she's not one of the fittest personalities in
H-Town. Of course not, because she's also with baby on board, but we don't consider those things. So I was like, okay. So I ran 5 miles on the tread just watching this documentary. And then I was like, okay, there's no Astros game or anything like that. I'm going to shower. I'm going to grab eat some salad, and I'm going to go to bed. And about 8:30, I started getting direct messages and alerts that I should be paying attention to Twitter. And I was like, the hell for? There's nothing going on.
Yeah, what I hear there was some...
And you missed it too.
Yeah, I was too busy being positive. I heard there was some sort of dust up.
Yeah, I was busy being too negative last night, unfortunately. Yeah.
Let's just not.
But weren't
just
you the
like
catalyst
you.
To all this? Didn't you Me? Have a, someone Me? On the show that started all this mess last night?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you're going to blame it on AJ.
I didn't.
Who took the call?
AJ did.
Yeah, oh, not me.
There you go. All
right. Yeah, so yeah, for
nice
me.
Nice try, though, Joel.
I am trying.
I'm positive you're an a-hole.
It's probably no big secret that I don't like Lamont. I mean, there's a...
What?
I'm just kidding. I've probably documented my hate towards that guy quite a bit. And this will, I promise, be the last time I ever address you, Lamont, because I really am not losing any sleep. But last night, you really, really did get underneath my skin. So if you really want this attention, and I know a lot of people are going to say, well, if you don't like this guy, why are you giving him attention? Believe me, this radio station gives him plenty of attention. I really don't mention his name. I really don't. But now he's got his opportunity for me to mention his name on this show, and it'll be very brief. There's two people that I don't like in this media market right now, and that's the reason why I've been salty, is because of Lamont and guys like Adam Clanton, who, when they meet you in person, they shake your hand and blah, blah, blah. And then when they get behind a keyboard, they start talking all kinds of noise. I'm not a thug. I'm not going to sit here and fight you, bud. But, like, for example, in the listener appreciation party that's coming up, if you don't like me, you can do it one of two ways. You can say, hey, I don't like you without name calling, or just don't come up to me, because I don't want to sit here and shake your hands and act like you like me, and then you go to a keyboard and say something else. And that's exactly what guys like Lamont and Adam Clanton do. And that's what makes me sick. So first off, this guy, right when we started off from this show, he's been calling me gay slurs.
The F word for gay people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And threatening me since the show started. And I've been calling him this keyboard guy from day one. Why all of a sudden he's got his panties in a bunch right now? Because I said it this time is beyond me. So he decides to take to Twitter and call me that gay slur again. And I just had to respond. And when you continue to do that, bro, you're going to get the attention. Don't get mad that I respond to you when you name call me. I'm going to name call you, bro. I'm not really worried about you. All right? But if you're going to say hi to me, just be real about the situation and then walk away. I'm not going to waste any more time on you, bro. But the reality is, you are a blogger and you don't have real sources. And I'm trying to help you out. You want to be more respected? Get some sources, bro. Work on your writing. Work on your craft. But don't think anybody's intimidated by you, because I'm certainly not. And all these guys that you're stroking their egos, like AJ, believe me, guys like AJ, Paul Gallant, all these guys, I've talked to people in these hallways, bro. They don't like you. They don't like you. In the middle of the Twitter battle, I was texting AJ, why are you giving this guy attention? No one really likes you, bro. But the reason why I'm addressing this is because everything I said on Twitter, I don't take back. There's a digital footprint. I'm genuinely applying for another gig, and they literally told me, take it down. And I mean, not another gig, as in I'm leaving
what?
ESPN.
What?
I'm not leaving ESPN 97.5. It's a side gig that I'm applying for. And they said, bro, we're going to check your Twitter footprint. And that's the reason why I took it down. Yeah. But I feel good now, because everything that I've always wanted to say to you, I've said it. I've been trying to play the high road with you for a long time, and I'm done. Now I said what I want. You can continue to subtweet. We both know you're the one who started the subtweeting. I don't know why you got upset all of a sudden, but guess what? I'm not worried about you, and I've moved on. So continue to subtweet, bro. No one's worried about you, and no one really likes you. And learn how to spell. Learn how to spell, bro. And get off Fred and AJ's ego. Dude, just get over yourself. You're not that intelligent, and nobody cares about you.
All right.
And I'm done.
Yeah, cut it there.
Because you're just ridiculous, bro, and I'm done. But that's the reason why I'm addressing it, because there was a Twitter battle last night. I'm not going to get too much into detail about what I said, but if anybody caught it, believe me. If you're going to be on Twitter, get some Twitter wits, bro. Mm-hmm. It's all about responding to a tweet within a minute and being actually witty about it. You don't have that. You got destroyed. And I'm not dealing with you no more. And that's it.
So you mentioned somebody else that shakes your hand, and you think he'll be at the listener appreciation party? Dick Clanton will be there?
Depends. If he wants to stab me in the back one more time saying that they hired the wrong guy and should have hired him instead of me, it's possible. But I think he's pretty secure over there right now.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing, Nick, and you handled it well, and like you're and I completely
that's the last
agree
time I'm
you.
Mentioning yeah, it.
And
last
I'm totally good with that. I think the other thing is kind of like we've all had our episodes. We love each other on this show. It's gotten to that point. I think that's safe to say, and it's taken some time. But one thing that we know is what we're doing, we're all in for, and we have each other's backs, and we're going to do it our way. And Barry said it very well yesterday in the fact that 50% of the people are going to love you, 50% are going to hate you. That's just right. something you deal with. Yep. But at the same time, don't think for an instant, if Barry and I weren't on Twitter for whatever the reason, that we don't have Nick's back. But the thing is, Nick doesn't need us. Nope. So that's what I'm also saying is, because when I started getting caught up in all of it, everybody else just needs to stay the hell out. You know what? And the other thing is, grown-ass men with families and or in adult lives, no one's going to be fighting anybody, but the fact of the matter is, handle it man-to-man between two people. Don't be jumping in. Don't be like, I got so-and-so's back and I got this, or don't berate other people because they're just kind of midstream catching a little of it and going, hey, Nick's my guy, and then I'll just leave it go. Let the two guys handle it.
AJ likes him. AJ's using you to get at 6'10", bro. He does not like you. It's ridiculous. He actually thinks people like him, but whatever. I digress.
Yeah, so you handled it well, and you know, because people had asked to, and so it's we left it up to you, and you wanted to address it, and there it is.
Done.
Yeah, I.
You're not done, so
you can go ahead. I'm just done.
No. I'm just sitting here. I'm processing this, and I know that we're all, and so I want to put that out there. Like I'm guilty of getting into it with. Now I've gotten into it with people on Twitter, but it's usually not. Now that I think about it, the more people I've gotten into it are like, you know, Patrick Creighton and I got into it with each other. Mm-hmm. And we're fine now. We saw each other before the show. It's no big deal. It's water under the bridge. It's whatever. Clan and I got into it. No big deal. But I sit here and I think about it, and I'm like, it really is all very high schoolish. And I'm not calling you
sure
high schoolish. I'm just saying that we're all adults that have a love of sports and want to have some fun, but there's always, no matter what level you are in life, there's always this pettiness between people. There's always this disdain for other people, maybe because they have stuff that you want but you don't get. I don't know what it is, but I just think, man, I'm not trying to be all like salt, but like it would be great if this was just all fun.
Yeah.
And sometimes it becomes not fun.
Yeah.
Because there are negative people that thrive on the negativity.
Yeah,
I had no idea what happened last night, but I was really thinking about that today when I was
legit
running.
You and I had the discussion when you got in today, and you had no idea what had happened
last
night.
But I was really thinking while I was running, I don't know why I let people who thrive on negativity get into my head and suck that positivity out of me. I just don't understand why. So I commend you, you know, I hope that it's over because you're too good at what you do.
He got destroyed. I'm just gonna,
you know,
I'm gonna go ahead and
sling it. Are you gonna become Stuart Smalley on me?
What do you mean?
Where everything's okay and look in the mirror?
No, I'm just trying to. I'm trying.
You're okay and I'm okay and gosh darn it, everything's okay.
Well, no, I'm just trying to be a voice of reason.
Okay.
I am. I'm trying to be a voice of reason.
If you can stick to it, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I probably won't.
No.
So for some of you, y'all got an entertaining Twitter battle. Unfortunately, I had to delete some of it.
I'm pissed that you
but
that
I'm telling
all got
you right
deleted.
Now,
I would have read
he
it.
He had no chance, dude. He could not. He has no wits whatsoever. I don't think. I realized in the middle of it. So
I think the other thing that, you know, you and I become then side shows, too, because then when it's supposed to be done, then it's, well, I need to still grasp, so now I'm going to take pot shots at the show and,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
and things like that. And that's just not necessary either. It's
again.
Like, again, two grown-ass men, however you want to handle it, but handle it amongst you two grown-ass men.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, and like I said, Nick, you handled it well, and we're done with it. So
cool deal.
There you have it. All right, we'll continue to roll on. Astros talk, we already got started. The trade deadline's approaching, and we know that the Astros have a series coming up in St. Louis. Barry already touched on it. The two moves that were made today, Tyler Wojt traded to the Dodgers. Tony Kemp DFA'd, and of course, that means Carlos Correa is coming back. He had a single last night in his first at-bat in his last appearance in the minor league, so he'll be heading to St. Louis with the team. So hopefully get back into that lineup and continue to enhance what has been good lately offensively for that ball club. So we can talk Astros, Texans, and training camp. We got that to talk about as well as training camps are opening up across the NFL and much more. So don't go anywhere. It's just the first hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the first hour, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be. It's ESPN975.com, and they'll walk you through all the steps. You can download the app so you can get that set up, and then you can take us anywhere, everywhere, and never have an issue missing any shows, depending on if you're traveling. We've got people across the country that are listening. And, of course, if you miss anything hour to hour, at the top of the page, you can see all the shows. You click on our show tab. You catch up on the hours you missed. You're all good to go.
Yeah, you are.
With that being said, there's lots of other ways to reach us, like social media, where we're all on Twitter, like texts and phone calls and such like that. And Barry does a great job being the gatekeeper of all the text messages.
On Twitter, Riley said, Barry, with all this positivity you're embracing now, does that mean you are no longer blocking people that correct your spelling? No, I'm still blocking. If you correct my spelling, I'm positive you'll get blocked. How about that? I'm not. Because in order to be positive, you correcting my spelling is negative. And I don't need that in my life. If I spell bad, I spell bad. So, no, Riley, I'm sorry. If you correct my spelling, you still get blocked. On the text line, somebody said, I just found out, this is John Parker, not somebody. John Parker said, I just found out my son's Jeep Power Wheels has a radio that actually picks up ESPN radio. Does that count as another listener for the ratings? Now, the way ratings work, John, is that there's these meters you have to have, and you keep them with you when you're in the car or wherever you're listening to the radio, and it detects what you're listening to, and that's how they register ratings, which is also why, and we'll talk about ratings, and you know, we'll beat our chest, but in all honesty, the rating system is pretty stupid,
is that
the way
all you
it
beat?
Works.
Huh? Is that all you beat?
No, there's
okay.
More.
Just checking.
There's more I'll beat.
Alrighty.
There's
making sure.
Plenty more.
Alrighty.
But yeah, if you don't have a meter, then it doesn't register. And that's kind of the fickle thing about it is I think meters rotate every 6 months. So you may have a guy that loves the show. And if that meter goes away, then your ratings can take a dip for a while. And it's just this weird thing. And I think there are 43 meters in the entire city of 6 million where those meters usually listen to sports talk radio. So that kind of gives you an idea when we're all, you know, when it's up, we're great. But then sometimes you're like, well, damn, this is not really representative. Like, trust me, there will be more than 43 people at the listener party. So it's like, you know, that in some way it is a reflection, but in a lot of ways it's not. I mean, you got online streams, you've got the podcast, so... Unfortunately, John, it's not going to make much difference.
But we appreciate you listening nonetheless.
But we do appreciate, yeah, all the listeners, because that's not what matters. Because there's other ways that we can tell our advertisers and our people what goes on. Now, we just happen to be kicking ass in the ratings as a station, so that's cool for us. But we have other ways of relaying what our market is and who our listeners are. All positive vibes with this text. You guys are by far the best show on radio. To hell with those haters. Appreciate you.
Yep, very much
so. This is very
so.
Kind of
yep.
you. I like these positive texts. This is nice. I've been listening to ESPN 975 for about 9 years. Now I'm a driver, and my truck has a reverse mute. So anytime I back up, the radio goes quiet. Needless to say, I hate going in reverse. Love the show. Is that a thing?
I didn't know that was possible.
Are they really worried that you'd be distracted backing up?
Like when I go in reverse out the driveway, I can't change the station at that time.
Well, yeah,
but whatever's on the station stays.
Yeah, but you have
the camera.
Yeah, the camera comes on.
Right.
But I'm thinking that are they really worried that you're that distracted?
Based on your stories behind the wheel, it is possible.
My stories behind the wheel. Don't run.
I mean, I didn't pull the gun out yet, but
oh no, that guy was going to walk at me. He was coming at me.
That guy. There's been others.
I've never said I would pull my gun out.
You've thought about it.
I had it in my lap because he opened his door. That's it.
Okay.
Don't put me on the psycho gun guy. That's not true.
Oh, well, you know, you're psycho in a lot of ways. Not psycho.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. I love listening to Blank Juice and the Springtime Terror. Actually, it's the Lawn Care Lion.
Lawn Care Lion.
What is this? What does that mean?
So, do you not listen to the Blitz? You're not a Blitzer?
No.
Blitzer Joel?
I listen on the way home, and when I get home...
You turn it off.
Joel is blitzed. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah, you should do that. Nope. Well, first of all, I highly recommend you go back and listen. I mean, you know, not just because I was a part of it, but it was funny. Shut up, Joel. It was funny because we were playing this milk commercial that Clint Sterner.
Hey, don't let me say it because I heard it on the way home. You told me I said it wrong.
The first day you were calling him Clint
Sterner. I didn't know who the hell the guy was. And then you guys are talking about him. And I see how it's spelled. I'm like, well, he can't be a stoner. So I don't know how to say it.
You called him Stoner.
Well, there you go.
Anyways, he apparently did some milk commercial back in the day. But he calls himself the Baytown Badass. Or Rick Kamala Juice calls him. Because if you go to Twitter. And AJ brought all this up, by the way. I just want to point out.
So his name's Rick Kamala.
Yeah, Rick Kamala, but on his Twitter account, he's got all his nicknames, and we were discussing that yesterday, because I had no idea that he had all those nicknames, and AJ pointed it out, so I was like, so here's his nicknames. It, on his Twitter profile, it says Rick Kamala, a.k.a. One Take Rick, Ricky Buckets, Ricky Pipes, Kamala Juice, Tricky Ricky, and Fantasy Freak.
Would you admit any of those?
I feel like he made all those up himself.
I think you're right.
I don't think anybody was like, yo, Kamala Juice.
There's
like,
only one take, and it's One Take Jake. And we all know that. And he's sitting right here.
So I was like, I wonder, you know, if Joel. First of all, I said, I would like to see you and Rick play ball and see who wins. I'm obviously Team Joseph.
Appreciate
for
it.
Sure. Yep. 1,000%. But then I was like, maybe your nickname should be like Blank Juice because he's Kamala Juice. Right? You don't like that? But then, Clint's nickname, I guess Rick, I don't know if it's Kamala Juice that calls him that or what.
Right.
But he calls him the Baytown Badass. And so AJ called me the Lawn Care Lion and the Spring Samurai or something. I don't know what it is. So that's the whole context behind.
Can I call you the Comic Red Ass?
That's fine. That makes you feel better.
No,
yeah,
but, it doesn't.
But Blank
Juice.
But
neither does Blank Juice.
Blank Juice is good, right, Nick?
Yeah, I'm all for it. Change the Twitter handle.
Of course you are.
Yeah, I like it.
Why don't you change Blank yours juice. To Nick is Blitzed?
Isn't that right, Nicky Pipes?
Okay, Barry Buckets.
Tricky Ricky. Weren't you Tricky Nicky?
Ooh, yeah. That's got a little ring to it.
Stealing your shine, bro.
Tricky Nicky.
Yeah.
I don't know about
turning
that.
Turning tricks, Nick. No, that's not good. That's not as good at all. I feel like half of those were made up. But if there was, you know, remember we were going to get you to interview the Armadillo Cowboy. Who was it?
Joe Johnson.
Yes.
Who, by the way, is killing the big three.
Is he?
Yeah. Like, you know, you take a guy that just out of the NBA.
Yeah.
And they let him play half court. He's dominating.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, you would hope so.
So, Nick, when they come to town, you still got a chance. You just go in the locker room, you ask them about the Armadillo Cowboy.
Can't do it.
Yeah, Nicky
Y'all
Buckets.
Tried last time. I could not do that. I could not build the confidence to ask Joe Johnson.
Just walk in, look at him, and go, Dilla. Dilla.
Yeah.
Yo, Dilla.
Tricky Nicky
here. What up,
here.
Dilla?
Tricky
really?
Nicky
so
here.
So you really wouldn't do it, would you? You don't, just don't have the confidence? You know?
I don't know. It's not that. I've never
you
been
just
that
don't want
guy
the show
in the locker
to succeed.
Room.
You don't want the show
that's,
to do well.
That's not true.
Because I listen that's to shows like Stern, and I listen to shows out in L.A., and their producers do these things for the betterment
Baba
of
Booey
the show.
And all the different
and
people
then,
involved in Howard
and
Stern.
And then here's your highfalutin ass. You can't take one for the team. But you know what? I'm positive, so that's okay. I was thinking about this. If there was like a, you know, there's baseball reference and basketball reference and football reference. If there was like a broadcaster's reference, he would have all those listed as his nicknames.
Yeah, that's right. Because you would look, you actually looked up to verify
Armadillo Cowboy. Yeah. So I just, anyways, that was all off. That's all based and predicated off that text that we got about Blank Juice and the Springtime Terror.
So you spent what, like, an hour and a half last night on this?
Yeah, because Fred was out getting his thinking cap put on.
Is he okay, by the way?
He looked bad.
Oh, you saw him? Yes. Did he come in finally?
Bro, he walked in with his head wrapped in a...
Like a turban?
No, Ace bandages around his head and a doctor's hat on. Like, I was like, doctor. Like, as soon as he walked in, I was like, oh, you got your thinking cap on. You should have seen. You didn't see his picture?
No, I thought you did the whole show with AJ.
He tweeted it out.
Yeah, go check out Fred's Twitter.
I don't follow him. Oh, I follow Fred.
Nice recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was Fred last night when he showed
up. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
he looks like Baby Shark.
God, Nora started singing at the house.
He looks like he's got the shark head on.
Freddy Shark. He was bleeding because what they do apparently, he said, is they take the hair from the back of your they take the hair from the back and they put it in the places where it's missing. But he was dabbing the back of his neck with a napkin. There was blood all over it. I was like, oh my God, Fred, do you want me to finish the show? And Fred, he was like, I got it. He's a trooper, man. He was, because he didn't look good.
Yeah.
But he's a trooper.
So he finished, how much of the show did he do?
I was here till 5:30. I left at 5:30. So he did the back half of the show. And he said
you transitioned from the hour and a half of bashing 610 to talk about Fred's injury.
And the first thing AJ says was, thank God you're here, Fred, because I just spent an hour and a half with this milk commercial. I was like, well, I wasn't going to stop it. Are you kidding me?
No.
I'm not keeping a show on the rails. There's no way. That was a good time, though. I highly recommend, if you missed the Blitz yesterday, at least go listen to the first hour. Listen to it all, but listen to the first hour and a half if you missed all of it. So it was
there you
fun.
Go. And if good you missed times. The first hour of the show, you can do the same by going to ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab, and you can catch up on the first hour you missed here. We've got 2 hours to go, so plenty more of the show to get to. If you want to get something off your chest you've had on your mind, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. Hour number two is around the corner. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Pack in the wind. Battle me, that's a sin.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.